On this day, when many of our thoughts are focused on resolutions for the new year, day-to-day contributor David Was is looking back. Specifically, he's wondering about why he chose a career as a musician in an industry where one man's failure is another man's cause for glee.
I have lived in Hollywood, the land of broken promises, for some 30 years now, and ought to know better than to resolve to behave more karmically, ethically, or responsibly than in years past. The road to success in this town runs down Backstabber's Way, turns left at Fickle Avenue, and dead ends at Schadenfreude Lane. Schadenfreude is a nice compound noun the Germans invented to describe the elation one feels when somebody else goes down in flames. It literally means damaged joy, or the fuzzy feeling you get when a friend's TV show gets canceled after two episodes. I did say friend, not enemy, and I know this from personal experience. One of my so-called friends, who shall remain nameless to protect the scurrilous, worked at a record company and was privy to the Billboard pop chart numbers before they were published every week. One of my songs, Walk the Dinosaur, crashed its way into the top 10 in 1989 and was comfortably situated at number 7 when my phone rang at an ungodly early hour of the morning.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, my friend drawled with mock grief, but your song is gonna drop this week.
This seems all the stranger given the recent discovery of so-called mirror neurons, clusters of brain cells that fire whether we experience our own emotion or that of others. Empathy, according to the neuroscientists, is thus hardwired. Why then, in this warped ethical zone called showbiz, does one gloat over the professional failures of others? Is it something in the smog? I'm reminded of Sigmund Freud's essay on wit and the unconscious, where the great doctor trots out some well-worn jokes from the streets of Vienna and subjects them to analysis, much like a network exec might give the once-over to a sitcom script. Freud wondered why, for instance, when somebody slips on some ice and winds up on their derriere, it occasions us to laugh. Now, had they simply decided to sit down on the pavement, he explains, it might appear unusual, but not funny. The amusing bit is that they sat down without wanting to, or having willed it. Which goes a long way to explain that Schadenfreude deal. Had I actually wanted my song to fall down the pop charts instead of rising to the top, my esteemed pal and colleague would have felt no primordial urge to call with the bad news. That the song fell of its own accord against my will is what must have struck this good gentleman as amusing. My one regret is that I didn't photocopy my fat royalty checks and drop them on his doorstep.
David Was is half of the musical duo Was Not Was.